Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhaus here, your host on Anatomy of Success. This week, do these six things to be appreciated and respected. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. Again, my name is Steve Wollenhaus, and this is Anatomy of Success. So glad you joined us. If it's your first time, please subscribe to the podcast. If you've been here before, rate, review the podcast, and share what we're doing here with about 5-10 friends so we can create some wonderful new leaders. And if you would, please drop by weatherology.com/Steve. At the top of that page, you can find me on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and then grab the free Weatherology mobile app. You'll find real-time custom tailored audio specifically for you, that feature available in the U.S. now internationally, starting in January, up to the Minute Radar. Good stuff. Clean, elegant app. I think you'll like it. Again, do these six things to be appreciated and respected is the topic we discussed this week. Lack of respect, it's being exhibited on a prolific scale right now, especially in American politics. People unwilling to extend common decency toward another human being predicated on personal or political differences. Respect is something we earn, we create with another person or group of people, and it's a culmination of many things, I believe, that we do that creates an atmosphere of mutual respect. The presence of respect can lead to positive change, or it can precipitate conflict, and you're seeing how it precipitates conflict right now. According to Lawrence Stern, respect of ourselves guides our morals, respect of others guides our manners. Here are six things that must be present for respect to grow in any relationship. Number one, we have to listen. How little of this do we see on display today, especially in American politics? People rolling their eyes, crossing their arms, shaking their head. In these debates, gotta tell you, it was some of the most uninspiring communication I've ever seen in my life by both parties. I'm not political, as you know, but I gotta tell you, I point out the obvious when it's apparent, and it's appalling. And to see this on display from leaders in this country, or quote-unquote leaders, and I'm talking both sides of the political pendulum, it's nauseating. My heart breaks for young people that have to sit there and see this, and this is the best we can offer as far as examples that they can grow up to emulate. When we listen to another person, we show regard for what they have to say. It's that simple. It's a basic tenet in the art of earning respect and creating respect. We all want to be heard, appreciated, and respected. When we talk over someone, raise our voice, fail to listen, the relationship is doomed for failure. When we don't respect somebody, it's easy to dislike and hate them. Every person on this planet deserves to be heard, whether we like it or not. Social improvement, better relationships begin with better listening. It says to the other person, I see you, I hear you, and I value what you have to say. May not agree, may not like it, but let's get off to a decent start so at least we can respect each other. Number two, affirm. You know, affirmation sends the message to the other person that they matter. And this is especially pertinent in personal and interpersonal and professional relationships. It says they are important and worthy of our respect. When we articulate something positive about someone, it diffuses the negativity associated with indifference. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate your point of view. I value your concerns. Thank you for sharing those with me. We don't need to agree to validate somebody. We just need to acknowledge their existence by illuminating that we think they're important. According to Julius Erving, one of my favorite basketball players when I was growing up, I believe that respect is a lot more important and a lot greater than popularity. Number three, serve. When we learn to serve other people, we become less selfish. Being less selfish leads to appreciate the fragility of human life, and we experience the challenges other people are confronting with a bit more compassion, humility, and sensitivity. This exercise leads to humility, compassion, and strengthening those qualities, and those two qualities improve communication because it requires appreciating another person's perspective. And I believe those two qualities, humility, compassion, absolutely imperative in leadership today, at your home, in your friendships, at work. Selfish people often lack respect because their life is contingent upon satisfying their own needs. You know who I'm talking about. It's easy to trample on people when you don't even know they exist or value their existence. By adopting a servant mentality, we start to appreciate that everybody has value, and we regard those people highly based on their experience and what wisdom they do have to share, and everybody has something valuable to share. And when you adopt that humility, boy, you start to engage people very differently. Next, be kind. How often do we talk about this? Being kind and servicing people aren't synonymous. We can serve people but lack empathy and kindness. But it's difficult to develop kindness without serving someone. Kindness is an expression of offering someone our time, resources, or attention. Kindness is a sign of respect. It says we value you enough to provide you with something you need without expecting anything in return. Kindness is tangible in a way that shows we respect another person and they perceive we care enough about them to pick up on the obvious efforts we're making, which is a tangible, demonstrable way for us to show somebody we care enough to be kind and to work toward earning respect with that person. Next, be polite. Being polite isn't fashionable today, and it's incredibly sad. I can't tell you how many times I hold the door open and the person never says thank you. Social media is another place where people can hide behind their computers and spew their vitriol of hatred without ever contemplating the consequences. Watching politicians in the press shake their heads, roll their eyes, as we've talked about, when someone is trying to speak is another example of rude behavior that leads to divisiveness. Ironically, many of these people think they're leaders, but they lack the basic instinct to be polite when they disagree with somebody. So how good of a leader can you be? And we're electing these people to political office. That shows how little self-awareness the average person has when they witness this stuff. A lot of people celebrate it. They think it's great. I'll show you. Ironically, many of these people are really not doing much benefit to this country because they clearly lack the emotional intelligence to be able to dig in and make a difference. Let's be polite. Next, gratitude. When we say thank you, it shows gratitude for someone's respectful behavior. Saying thank you is so simple but utilized so infrequently. In a society that refuses to extend thankfulness, the message is clear. It's all about me, and offering you any recognition might result in me getting less than I deserve. When we say thank you, it conveys respect. Acknowledging something someone did is a perfect way to show gratitude for the blessing of human interaction. Gary Chapman said this, respect begins with this attitude. I acknowledge that you are a creature of extreme worth. It's really that simple. Okay, so here are five reasons why respect, I believe, is super important. Civil societies require it. Human rights depend on it. And I mean human rights for everyone. Number two, offering respect is reaffirming. It says to another person, you're worthy of my respect. When we call people names, categorize people based on skin color, age, gender, we open the floodgates of hate. I'm telling you, folks, all these things we're doing now in corporate America and politics may seem like a great idea, but when you move in the direction of pointing out somebody's flaws and suggesting they're the cause of all the problems, you open up the floodgates of hate, and the ramifications for that down the road could be severe. Mark my words. Over the past two centuries, the natural result of removing respect from a class of people resulted in rejection, then discrimination, then abuse, and then often genocide. We got to be careful when we use names, even if we think we're doing some great thing in the name of equality. It's a dangerous proposition. We need to show love, kindness, respect for everybody. Work through our problems in the spirit of amelioration and working toward making forward progress. Forward progress. That's the operative phrase. Respect is contagious is next. When we offer respect, it often gets rewarded by encouraging the other person to extend respect to us and other people. Next, it's the foundation of any healthy relationship, period. We have to have respect in our relationships to have healthy, happy relationships that are mutually beneficial and reciprocal. And next, without respect, we slowly lose heart. And when a civilization lacks respect, its collective heartbeat slowly starts to fade. The father of modern psychiatry, William James, said, "The deepest principle of human nature is the craving to be appreciated." Thomas Paine said this in conclusion, "Give to every other human being every right you claim for yourself." You know, every one of us wants to be respected, and we should all work towards showing respect. If somebody disrespects you, I get it. Doesn't mean you have to give them respect. Of course you don't. But you have to make an effort. The language of respect is reciprocal and highly contagious. So give it a try. I think you'll be surprised at how many people respond favorably. I'm Steve Wollenhouse, and this is Anatomy of Success. Glad you joined us this week. Let's do it again next week. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.